Tapes and Scouts, a podcast where two friends review every single movie they watch.
We're great.
We are. You know what? And I knew it.
Did you know it?
Yes, I knew we were great.
That's awesome.
I mean, Tim's great enough that I just kind of ride his coattails and then therefore am great because just his whole body's in the great category and I'm just holding on. So like, well, my toes aren't great.
I wear this weird jacket with the coattails. It doesn't really fit anything, but I just figured if somebody needs to ride them, get on.
Yeah.
Hop on then there, coattails.
Yep. I'm just riding them like a sled dog.
Which is so silly because I'm not that great. So where are we riding to together?
I just thought riding you like a sled dog would get a worse reaction from you than that.
I'm pretty sure that's what Jack London expected, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely. White Fang.
That's what they used to call me in college.
That's right.
The White Fang.
That's right.
God.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Mom. Let's talk about some movies.
Please.
Do you want to go first? You want me to go first? What are we looking at here?
I would like to go first.
All right, then.
I have a Daniel Radcliffe movie like Guns Akimbo. It is 2016's Swiss Army Man.
Pretty sure this is an A24, right?
It is an A24 film. I watched it on Blaze It 420, and there is no more appropriate a film to watch when you're blazing it than Swiss Army Man.
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Sam. It is 1 hour and 37 minutes. It is a comedy. It was directed by Daniel Kwan and Daniel Schneert.
Ah, the Schneerter.
Starring Daniel Radcliffe, Paul Dano, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Okay.
It's a pretty cool cast. The summary is a pretty good one. Okay. A hopeless man on a deserted island befriends a dead body, and together they go on a surreal journey to get home.
That's amazing.
So I'll give you kind of the beginning, and I'll let you decide if you want to pursue this film, Swiss Army Man.
Oh, I will.
So Paul Dano's on a deserted island. You don't know why.
Sure.
He sees a human corpse get washed ashore.
Okay.
He goes up to the human corpse. He's investigating it. The corpse farts. He kind of lets the corpse's body drift back ashore and realizes that the amount at which the body is now farting, he can ride Daniel Radcliffe's carcass like a jet ski to freedom.
Okay.
That's how the movie starts. It does not get less weird.
I'm so ready to watch this movie.
My bullet point thoughts on this movie is it is so out there. It's strange, but it's really, it's like a strange but oddly endearing uncle.
Okay.
Like, you warm up to it after a while. It kind of overstays its welcome a little bit for the runtime. Like, I don't really think they could have shortened it a ton. It just isn't quite a concept that works entirely as a film per se, but it does end up being very heartwarming. Dano and Radcliffe turn in a great performance and have a great chemistry together, considering one's a dead body, especially.
That's so wild.
It's such an, I don't know what the hell they were on when they came up with this concept, but they make it work. Like, it's largely really interesting. It's like very Michel Gondry and how kind of lovely and, you know what I mean, like wholesome it is. Like, it really is an endearing look at it. It's not gross or nasty. It's despite the fact I just said that he rides a farting corpse like a jet ski.
This has to be one of those movies where they're like, hey man, let's do Castaway, but with farts.
It's,
and they reverse engineer it.
It's so crazy. Yeah. Like, it's bonkers. And I don't know. But it is available on streaming if you want to check it out.
All right.
IMDb gives this a 7 out of 10.
Nice.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 207 critics gave this a 71%.
Okay.
Audience, 17,074 people gave this 72%.
Oh, wow.
So 7, 71, 72.
I hope you did 7.3 just because.
I didn't. I came in a little under everybody else at a 6.5 out of 10. Very enjoyable film, a very bizarre film.
Yeah, it has to be.
It is really out there.
Well, I will move that a couple clicks up in my queue and check that out.
Something worth watching. Maybe make your wife watch it, see what she thinks.
Yeah, sometimes she is so into the weird stuff, and then other times she's like, you're an idiot.
So I watched this with Sam. She didn't dislike it, but I think she liked it less than I did.
That's fair. Hi, Sam. Sam, did you rate and review? 5 stars.
She did. All right. She's good. our relationship would not have progressed if she hadn't. That's not true.
Oh, weird. I chose this movie. It probably just caught my eye because it has a cool title. It's The Bleeding House.
Hmm.
It's from 2011. I watched it on August 3rd.
I think you're supposed to say it with a British accent, right?
It's from 2011.
That bleeding house.
Oh, that bleeding house all the time when it's bleeding.
It doesn't sound scary when you do it with a British accent. It's like, oh, that bleeding house. It sounds like it's a house you don't want to repair.
Bleeding house.
Sorry, my voice is still completely shot after that last voice I did.
Yeah, it's true. And that was several weeks ago.
And I
record one of these a week.
Definitely just bleeding throat, you know what I'm saying?
Bleeding house.
Oh, your bleeding throat.
And your bleeding throat. You
need
bleeding
my words
house
to come out, the Latinx.
All right. I'm sorry. Okay. Don't worry, this bit's better than the movie. 1 hour, 26 minutes. Drama horror mystery, directed by Philip Gelott, I'm guessing. Starring Patrick Breen, not Bean, Breen, Alexandra Shondo, and Nina Lisandrello.
Okay.
IMDb movie summary. A stranger with mysterious intentions comes to stay the night at a secluded country home. But what he finds inside is a family torn apart by a violent past and a secret more deadly than he expected.
Dun, dun, dun.
This movie's stupid.
Oof.
Bullet points, very slow pace, too slow, and it's only an hour 26, and I'm just like, holy fuck.
It's amazing to me that I can watch a movie that is The Lord of the Rings,
right,
and it feels like it went by in an hour and change, and then you watch a movie, it's an hour and 15 minutes, and you're just like, this movie lasted for 7 hours.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. It's just a slog. I feel like it doesn't need to be. There's a stranger character who shows up, and he feels very Southern gentleman-y. He's got all white suit with a weird kind of white hat.
Okay.
He just looks so incredibly out of place. He shows up in the middle of the night. He's like, car broke down. Can I just hang here? And they're like, no. And that he just feels so out of place to the point where you're like, well, what's this weird guy going to do? Like, yeah. You never question that, like, maybe this guy is legit just a dude who broke down.
No. Yeah.
He feels like a really shitty killer because he is a very shitty killer. Hmm. He's trying to murder this family. What you don't know is this family has its own problems. I won't spoil if for some reason you want to watch this movie. On paper, this is a very cool idea. This was in Tribeca Film Festival.
Okay, like, cool.
This did things, but I'd rather not.
Okay.
I'd rather not. I'd rather somebody else do this.
Fair enough.
Somebody else figure out how to make this better. No, or don't. IMDb score, 5.1.
Mm-hmm.
Rotten Tomato critics, 5 of them.
Okay.
Gave this a 40%.
Mm-hmm.
The audience gave it 25%, 344 of them. I gave it a 5.
Okay.
I gave it a 5 because it's such a clever idea that doesn't really perform.
It's a shame.
It really is. It's depressing.
It's a shame.
Make me less depressed.
Absolutely.
Yay.
1987.
Yeah, almost the best year of the 80s.
Almost.
So close.
So close.
So close.
Bad taste.
Ooh. Bad taste?
Bad taste.
Ah, bad taste.
Watched it on Blaze at 420.
Hey, Sam!
One hour and 32 minutes. It is a horror sci-fi film directed by The Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson.
Hey, that guy.
Starring The Lord of the Rings, Peter Jackson,
whoa,
Mike Minette, and Peter Vern Jones.
Vern.
IMDb summary. The population of a small town disappears and is replaced by aliens that chase down human flesh for their intergalactic fast food chain.
That rules.
Enter the boys.
That rules.
That is really an awesome premise.
Mm-hmm.
This is a really super solid, low-budget film. If you're not familiar with this film, it is Peter Jackson's first ever movie.
Mm-hmm.
It is New Zealand.
Hey!
Where he filmed all kinds of things.
Shout out to the killer sofa.
What's
up, Bernie?
It's really got a lot of heart in the movie. You can tell that it was a movie he just wanted to make that he thought was fun and interesting and neat.
Can you see a lot of hearts?
You cannot. You can see a lot of brains.
Oh, interesting.
A lot of vomit.
Mm, yes.
It is really a fun, campy, bullshit kind of movie, but it's so good. And like you could tell Peter Jackson was so into the idea that it just makes it so much fun to watch. Peter Jackson plays multiple roles in this movie because it's just low budget.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like him at one point with
Does he act in any other of his movies? I know he liked this like cameo appearance.
Cameos, but not like a feature role like this.
Right.
And it's just so neat to see at one point he plays like beard, like classic Peter Jackson, you see beard and hair, and then his main character is clean shaven with short hair, which is pretty neat. And it's just so much fun. The alien effects that he did are so neat. And he went on to obviously be a founder of Weta Workshop. And you can see why, like the stuff he was doing was pretty advanced. And the reason this got a lot of attention is because dude came out of nowhere in kind of, you know, place that wasn't creating. I mean, you heard from Bernie when we did the interview, they just don't have money for horror films out there. And he comes out of nowhere and does a horror sci-fi film and now is one of the more prolific directors of our time. And it's just cool to see, if you want to, even if you're not into this kind of film, going back to see what, where he started from, what was his humble start, is very inspirational, because it's just like, man, like, the movie's not amazing. It's fun and he's trying really hard, but it's not like it's going to win any awards for the movie. I think it got like an effects award or something.
Okay.
But it's just a blast to watch. It's really cool. It's him and his buddies hanging out, having a good time, doing some crazy shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. IMDb gives this a 6.6 out of 10.
Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes critics, 22 people went back and gave it 68%. Audience, 33,499 people went back to investigate this movie and gave it 75%.
I like that it's called investigating.
Yes. And I, again, dart right into the middle of the pack with a healthy 7 out of 10.
It's a very healthy dart.
It is. It's not his best early work, but it's definitely a solid film to see.
Nice. Well, it's time, I guess, for me to take us home. You ready?
Please.
Nintendo or Sega, Max?
Easy, Sega.
Yeah?
Easy. Not See, close.
I'm Nintendo.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're not perfect.
Not perfect.
I'm changing that.
Yeah?
Yeah, it says, you see on the whiteboard back there, it says Tim equals perfect.
Oh.
That's right, oh, not wow. over the top of it, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's all right, buddy. Had to happen eventually.
I mean, I like Gunstar Heroes.
I mean, who doesn't? But then he had Gunstar Super Heroes on Super Nintendo.
That's true.
Yeah, pretty good. Nothing wrong with Nintendo. I'm not saying it was bad.
You're just saying I'm wrong.
No, I mean, it's all good, right? It's like, do you like ice cream? I mean, if you don't like chocolate, you're wrong, but it's okay. You still like ice cream at the end of the day.
Nintendo Quest is my movie.
Okay.
It's from 2015, and I watched it August 4th. It's an hour 31, pretty close there to the perfect time.
It really is.
It's another documentary, but I picked it because it's such an interesting concept. So, documentary family adventure.
Mm-hmm.
Directed by Robert McCallum.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Thor Åkerlund, great name,
yeah,
Jay Bartlett, and Sid Bolton. Your IMDb movie summary. In this all-encompassing documentary on Nintendo, gaming enthusiast Jay Bartlett hits the open road with best friend Rob McCallum, who's the director, in hopes of buying the 678 official retail licensed Nintendo games for the NES in 30 days without online purchases.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
It's a great concept, and it's fun to watch him try.
Yeah.
So he's just a dude like you or I would have just said, yo, let's do that and film it. We're just dudes. We don't have exuberant amounts of cash. We don't, you know.
Right.
So it's very cool to see. He starts in Canada and he works his way down through the U.S. and he has to really pick and choose what he buys at what price.
Yeah.
And it is such a weird idea and such a fun adventure to watch him try to do this. My bullet points, they discuss Nintendo's history a good amount as they search for the cartridges. They tell you what's harder to find, why it's hard to find. The top 30 rare games are super expensive and tough to find, and there's like a checklist for them.
Yeah.
And I don't think he guessed one until like a while into the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And some of them are just so awful, and it's like, oh, God, that's like, there's a Jetsons game that's not so good.
Okay.
But anything towards the end of the system's life, usually a little tougher to find.
That's interesting.
The road trip from Canada through the Midwest has a sequel, I actually learned today, where they talk to other gamers and search for their favorite games. So they kind of were like, let's just do another one where we're on the road and we talk to people about games and shit.
Yeah, sure.
Sounds like it could have been a podcast, guys. You didn't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Anyways, this is a fun movie. You meet some, what I like, because I'm from this comic world, video game world, similar. You see the scummy people who are just like, I gotta get that game, and like people screw them over.
Oh, wow.
And like one dude has the rarest game, which was a track game.
Yep.
And
Track and Field
or whatever it was.
Yeah, it's got like a white cover and a gold cover with no art or anything on it.
He is like on the phone in the middle of the night dealing with a guy who lives in Florida trying to get it, trying to secure it. The dude's like, yeah, you got it. And then he's like, I think I want more money. And like just total scumbag.
Ugh.
I won't tell you whether or not he succeeds or not, but this was a super cool and fun adventure.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
How did you stream it? Do you remember?
I think it was on Amazon. Okay. Pretty sure this was on Amazon.
Cool.
But you Google it and find out if I'm right.
Yeah,
if it's
Google
still
it.
There.
Nintendo Quest.
Sometimes things go and come back. And,
they absolutely
and
do.
IMDb score, 5.7. Rotten Tomatoes. Critics, nope. Audience, this kind of surprised me. 28%. 50 people.
Wow.
I don't get that at all.
That's all the people that started to scam him.
You know what it probably is? It probably is. The people who don't look good in the movie?
Yeah.
That's hilarious and probably true.
Yeah.
That's so funny. You're absolutely right. I gave it a 7.5.
Wow.
It's a fun adventure. In a documentary just need to teach you something. They don't have to have fun with it. These guys have a blast.
Are they likable?
They are.
Nice. That's important.
It is.
You're going to be stuck in a car with two dudes.
Yeah, and the one, like, the guy who's doing it doesn't do good on road trips, and he's like, I guess we're going on a road trip.
Nice. Nice. That's cool. It sounds fun.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. We did it.
Let's go get those video games.
Let's go get those video games.